Messengers of Peace, Our Contact with Star Beings by Russell Simmons. Introduction. A time of transition. We stand on the brink of a profound transformation, a shift from an era of conflict and confusion to one of interconnectedness and spiritual enlightenment. Across the globe, extraordinary claims of contact with advanced beings from other worlds are surfacing with increasing frequency. These reports emerge during what many believe is humanity's transitional period, a time ripe for leaving behind the limitations of ego, fear, and outdated beliefs. To embrace this new age of peace, it is essential to cultivate a collective spiritual awakening rooted in compassion, unity, and openness to the infinite possibilities of existence. Messages from the stars. Among the most compelling aspects of this shift are the messages attributed to extraterrestrial beings. These communications, often received through channeling or direct contact, carry profound insights into the nature of existence, our place in the cosmos, and the spiritual evolution of humanity. While some may find these claims extraordinary or difficult to accept, their value lies not in their verifiability, but in the transformative wisdom they offer. Through this book, I aim to explore some of the most remarkable accounts of extraterrestrial contact and the messages of love, peace, and enlightenment they bring. The mystery of channeling. Channeling remains one of the most enigmatic phenomena in spiritual exploration. It serves as a bridge between the physical and non-physical realms, allowing beings of higher consciousness to communicate with us. However, much like an artist working within the limitations of their tools, channelers are often constrained by their vocabulary, cultural context, and personal understanding. This is why genuine and profound examples of channeling are rare but deeply impactful. The process of channeling requires the channeler to set aside their ego and allow a higher intelligence to flow through them. When successful, the results can be astonishing, as in the case of Leslie Flint's anecdote about the broken Cockney woman who, in a trance, channeled a being speaking eloquent and poetic Queen's English. Such examples demonstrate the extraordinary potential of mediumship when the channeler becomes a pure vessel for the message. Beyond the boundaries of life and death. The messages from these star beings challenge our conventional understanding of reality. They suggest that existence extends far beyond the physical plane, encompassing countless dimensions, frequencies, and realms. What we perceive as life, death, and the afterlife may simply be facets of a much larger, multidimensional reality. The question arises, are extraterrestrials physical beings from distant planets, or are they spiritual entities operating on higher vibrational planes? The answer may lie somewhere in between. Many reports describe beings that seem both physical and ethereal, suggesting a fluidity between the material and spiritual realms. These beings may reside in dimensions just slightly removed from ours, appearing to us as either solid entities or luminous spirits, depending on our level of perception. The continuum of universes. Reality, as conveyed by these beings, is a vast continuum of worlds, dimensions, and timelines. There are not only multiple layers of existence, ranging from the physical to the astral and spiritual, but also infinite parallel universes and alternate timelines. Some of the most advanced star beings are said to possess the ability to navigate these dimensions, offering glimpses into humanity's potential future and alternate pasts. This complexity suggests that extraterrestrials, spirits, and angels may all be part of the same cosmic hierarchy, differentiated only by their vibrational frequencies and purpose. Such revelations invite us to expand our understanding of the universe and our interconnectedness with all forms of life. The Nordic beings, our cosmic relatives. Throughout history, accounts of contact with extraterrestrial beings strikingly similar to humans have been recorded. These beings, often referred to as Nordics or Pleiadians, are described as physically elegant, spiritually evolved, and deeply compassionate. Their appearances often resemble idealized humans, with fair skin, luminous eyes, and an aura of serenity. Despite their almost divine presence, these beings emphasize that they are not gods, but rather advanced human-like entities living on higher vibrational planes. Their purpose is not to dominate or control, but to guide and inspire us toward our own spiritual evolution. They remind us that humanity has the potential to rise above its current challenges and embrace a future of peace, love, and unity. A personal journey. Writing this book has been a deeply personal journey for me. Like many of you, I have sought answers to the great mysteries of life. Who are we? Why are we here? Are we alone in the universe? In exploring the accounts of contact with star beings and the messages they bring, I have found not only inspiration, but also a profound sense of hope. These beings remind us that we are part of a greater cosmic family, interconnected across time, space, and dimensions. As you read the pages of this book, I invite you to approach it with an open mind and heart. Whether you view these accounts as literal truth, allegory, or something in between, the wisdom they offer has the potential to transform how we see ourselves and our place in the universe. Let their messages of peace, love, and unity inspire us to create a brighter future for all. The controversial case of Billy Meier. The enigma: contact with the Pleiadians. One of the most polarizing yet fascinating cases of alleged extraterrestrial contact is that of Billy Eduard Albert Meier, a man whose claims have both captivated and infuriated the world. Born on February 3, 1937, Meier's life reads like the script of a science fiction epic. From the tender age of 5, he claimed to have been in contact with beings from the Pleiades star cluster, a civilization he described as spiritually advanced, deeply compassionate, and immensely wise. These contacts, spanning decades, have sparked debates over their authenticity, leaving an indelible mark on the UFO and extraterrestrial research communities. A lifelong connection to the stars. Meier's extraordinary journey began in 1942, when, as a small boy, he was purportedly visited by a Pleiadian teacher named Svath. According to Meier, Svath not only guided him telepathically, but also took him on breathtaking rides aboard otherworldly spacecraft. This mentorship, Meier said, continued until Svath's death in 1953. At the remarkable age of over 960 years. Following Svath's departure, Meier's contacts shifted to Asket, a strikingly beautiful extraterrestrial woman who continued to teach and guide him until 1964. Asket, with her low earlobes, an alleged marker of her extraterrestrial lineage, became one of the first figures to solidify Meier's claims of interstellar communication. Then, after an 11-year hiatus, Meier's story took another dramatic turn. On January 28, 1975, he claimed to have been contacted by Semjase, the granddaughter of Svath. Semjase, described as a stunningly beautiful woman over 360 years old, became one of the central figures in Meier's narratives. Their interactions, according to Meier, formed the cornerstone of his role as a rare and uniquely gifted channel for Pleiadian wisdom. The challenges of proof. higher dimensions, and invisible realms. One of the most challenging aspects of Maya's story lies in the nature of the evidence, or lack thereof. Maya often claimed that the Pleiadians existed at a vibrational frequency higher than our own, making them and their craft difficult, if not impossible, to perceive for most people. According to Maya, their appearance to human eyes required precise adjustments to match Earth's vibrational frequencies. This dynamic, he said, explained why their visits left little to no lasting physical evidence. Maya suggested that any materials or artifacts from the Pleiadians might eventually dematerialize, returning to their native vibrational state. This theory parallels accounts of advanced yogis in Indian spiritual traditions who allegedly manifest objects from subtler realms that later vanish. For skeptics, however, this explanation often sounds like convenient obfuscation. The elusive physical evidence. Despite these challenges, Maya presented what he claimed were tangible artifacts from his interactions with the Pleiadians. Among the most notable were shards of metallic alloys analyzed by Marcel Vogel, an IBM scientist and holder of 32 patents. Vogel reported astonishing findings, elements from across the periodic table, including the rare element thulium, as well as micro-engineering patterns far beyond the capabilities of contemporary Earth-based technology. These discoveries suggested nanotechnology of an extraterrestrial origin. However, other investigations, such as those conducted by the University of Arizona and the Independent Investigations Group, contradicted these claims, finding the samples to consist of mundane materials like aluminum and copper. A particularly intriguing twist occurred when these metal samples, which had been stored securely, mysteriously vanished. While some speculated they dematerialized, skeptics questioned whether this was yet another layer of mystique added to bolster Maya's narrative. A cosmic puzzle, genuine contact, or elaborate fiction? Maya's story continues to puzzle both believers and skeptics. On the one hand, his accounts contain elements that resonate deeply with spiritual traditions and metaphysical concepts. The idea of higher dimensional beings reaching out to guide humanity echoes themes found in ancient texts and modern channeling literature. On the other hand, the lack of definitive evidence, apart from a red plastic and aluminum ray gun that skeptics dismissed as a crude hoax, leaves room for doubt. Some have argued that if Maya's contacts were genuine, why would such advanced beings provide him with scraps of metal instead of something undeniably groundbreaking, such as a comprehensive Pleiadian text or a universally recognizable artifact of their civilization? Others point out that Maya's photographic evidence, which once astounded enthusiasts, has been called into question due to allegations of forgery. A personal reflection. The mystery of interdimensional evidence. As a writer deeply intrigued by the possibility of extraterrestrial life, I often wonder about the enigmatic nature of UFO evidence. Could it be that many purported artifacts from extraterrestrials are composed of materials not native to our physical universe? If so, their eventual disappearance might not be a matter of conspiracy or fabrication, but rather a natural return to their higher vibrational state. Such phenomena have been reported not only in UFO lore, but also in spiritual accounts, such as the mysterious disappearance of a silver amulet gifted to Paramhansa Yogananda in Autobiography of a Yogi. Maya's case raises perplexing questions about the nature of reality, the boundaries between physical and non-physical realms, and the motivations of advanced civilizations. If his story is true, it represents an extraordinary opportunity to expand our understanding of the cosmos. If not, it serves as a cautionary tale about the human capacity for storytelling and the enduring allure of the unknown. Photographic evidence, a mixed legacy. In 1965, Billy Meyer lost his left arm in a devastating auto accident while traveling through Turkey. This physical limitation makes his voluminous photographic output, purportedly depicting extraterrestrial spacecraft, all the more remarkable. Between 1959 and 1964, and later from 1975 to 1981, he captured over 1,000 images of what he claimed were Pleiadian craft. Some of these photographs remain among the most striking and debated images in UFO lore, while others have been criticized as clumsy fabrications. Many of Billy's images display spacecraft with a dazzling metallic sheen, often portrayed against idyllic Swiss backdrops. However, critics have highlighted that certain photos appear oddly artificial, resembling household objects like car hubcaps, garbage can lids, or even parts of model kits. These alleged wedding cake spacecraft, with their ornate details and protrusions, have been dismissed by skeptics as lacking the aerodynamic design expected of interstellar vehicles. Contrary to many other credible UFO sightings, such as the smooth, featureless craft described by Travis Walton, or the glowing, windowless object encountered in the Rendlesham Forest incident of 1980, Meyer's images often display overly elaborate and impractical designs. The antennae, bumps, and decorative lines visible on his models would likely impede the performance of any vehicle traveling at extreme speeds. This mismatch with known aerodynamic principles raises valid questions about the authenticity of these photos. The challenge of verification in a digital era. Even in the pre-digital age of Meyer's photography, doubts about manipulation existed. However, the advent of advanced tools like Adobe Photoshop and CGI has made verifying UFO imagery even more complex. Today, spectacular UFO footage often appears too polished to be real, while blurry or poorly lit images are dismissed as unconvincing. This dual-edged skepticism has made photographic evidence a challenging domain for serious UFO researchers. Meyer's case stands out because his most famous photos were produced in an era devoid of sophisticated editing tools. Nevertheless, the plausibility of physical props and simple tricks, like suspending objects from fishing lines, cannot be overlooked. His images may evoke awe, but they also invite scrutiny, disinformation, and the struggle for credibility. Billy Meyer's story is complicated further by his claims of systematic disinformation campaigns against him. According to Meyer, shadowy organizations, including the so-called Men in Black, MIB, replaced his authentic photos with forgeries to discredit him. This assertion aligns with broader UFO lore, in which witnesses and whistleblowers frequently report intimidation or sabotage by powerful entities. Meyer also recounted harrowing attempts on his life, 21 in total, including shootings, knife attacks, sabotage of his vehicle brakes, and the abduction of his children. These incidents, he argued, stemmed from his efforts to release revolutionary knowledge about extraterrestrial visitors. Such claims are dramatic but difficult to substantiate, leaving readers to grapple with the line between truth and hyperbole. Adding to the controversy, Meyer's ex-wife, Poppy Meyer, publicly accused him of fabricating his photographs using everyday items like decorated garbage can lids. This accusation casts a long shadow over his work, suggesting that his so-called evidence may have been crafted to bolster his reputation and financial stability. The Mysterious Beamship. Recording. One of Meyer's most intriguing pieces of evidence is an audio recording he attributed to the propulsion system of a Pleiadian beamship. This 45-minute recording has been analyzed and declared unique by some researchers who claim it could not have been easily duplicated using conventional methods. To skeptics, however, the sound suspiciously resembles the familiar audio effects of the transporter room in the original Star Trek series. Further analysis has suggested a more mundane origin for the sound, a fishing line tightly strung between two trees with an inverted metal dish vibrating in the wind. If true, this explanation undermines not only the recording's authenticity, but also Meyer's broader claims about extraterrestrial contact.